version is that there's just been a bill introduced to the House of Lords last week that was meant to get Britain out of the customs union, and it has failed. So it's another Brexit bill that has kind of failed after the last year's EU withdrawal bill kind of went down the toilet too. And the vultures are starting to circle Theresa May once again, but we don't know if they'll actually start to feed or if they're just kind of having a look, having a bit of a nosy, and they'll just sort of wander off. So we're going to kind of explore not only what this bill was and what the customs union is, but what the implications are.
So for all you Brexit wannabe nerds out there, this is the one for you.
UK Prime Minister Theresa May is facing a backlash from MPs after she alluded to a U-turn regarding leaving the EU customs union. The EU withdrawal bill was presented to the House of Lords last Wednesday and suffered defeat as peers voted to remain in the customs union. This has led to outrage from the pro-Brexit wing of the Tory party in both houses, with Conservative peer Lord Forsyth of Drum Lane saying this during the debate.
And I say to colleagues in this House, have a care with what we are doing. We are an unelected House, and this amendment and the other amendments are part of a campaign which is putting peers against the people. The people, yes it is, yes it is. The people set out very clearly that they wish to leave the European Union, which meant leaving the customs union as well. As my noble friend Lord Dawson has pointed out, it was central to the whole campaign.
The bill is set to go to the House of Commons on Thursday, where it will be debated, but Downing Street has maintained that it still aims to leave the customs union and abide by the 2016 referendum. For context, the customs union essentially means that all countries within it agree to impose the same import tariffs on goods coming from outside the union. This means it's especially hard for countries to pave their own way and negotiate independent trade deals. This has become a major sticking point for the pro-Brexit wing of the party, as remaining in the customs union would potentially derail any attempt to form a trade negotiation with New Zealand, Australia, Japan, the US, Canada, or any other nation that the EU has not made a collective agreement with. However, to remain outside the customs union would put an uncertain future over the border with Northern Ireland, particularly when alternative arrangements around technology and surveillance have been rejected by Brussels. The customs union is a minefield for the government, and though this week's vote isn't binding, if pro-Remain Tory MPs rebel over leaving the customs union, it could generate a severe lack of confidence in the government. Nonetheless, Theresa May has remained steadfast in her position that exiting the EU customs union does not automatically mean a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic.
I am clear that we shouldn't have a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic. The Irish government doesn't want that. Parties in Northern Ireland don't want that. This isn't just about trade across the border, it's about people's day-to-day lives. We are maintaining the common travel area. That's been in place since 1923, so long before either Ireland or the United Kingdom were members of the European Union. That's part of what we've agreed with the European Union, but we also want to ensure that trade between Northern Ireland and the Republic can continue, but also that trade between the Republic of Ireland and the rest of the United Kingdom can continue. I want to get onto those trade talks, but I'm very clear, no hard border.
The Irish government has also expressed its commitment to an open trade area, as Irish Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney stated recently.
At the end of these negotiations, they want to ensure that we effectively maintain an invisible border on the island of Ireland, which is good for lots of reasons. But I think the current approach that the British government is taking makes that very, very difficult to achieve. And that's why I and many other people are encouraging the British government to try to evolve their position to one that effectively creates a new customs union that the European Union and Britain would be part of.
To enter into a new customs union with Ireland would solve the problem of the Irish border and would avoid problems with May's coalition partners in the DUP, as well as the risk of essentially cutting Northern Ireland off from the rest of the country. However, it might stifle the UK's ambitions to negotiate free trade agreements with Commonwealth partners and countries outside the EU. Nevertheless, the motion put to the House on Thursday by Treasury Committee Chair Nicky Morgan was followed by a statement describing pro-Brexit outrage as sabre-rattling and deeply unhelpful. However, votes as critical as this one once again show a deep divide within the current coalition government. And if this outrage manifests itself later as a leadership contest within the party, it could mean a general election may be called very soon in the United Kingdom.